Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, the Man of Steel and his friend Batman puzzle over a very unique problem. We'll join them as Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne in just a moment. But right now, let's hear what Dan McCullough has in store for us.
You know, nobody wants to miss out on a good thing. That's why all the fellows and girls in the gang are mighty busy these days working on their collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because every fellow or girl hopes that eventually he'll be the one who's first in the neighborhood to collect all 18 different buttons in the series. Think of it, 18 different pictures of your favorite comic strip characters. From Smitty right on up through Orphan Annie and Smiling Jack to Superman himself. Everyone a true-to-life picture of some funny paper friend. Every single picture so bright-colored and gleaming that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And, of course, you'd feel kind of out of things if you're not trading duplicates the way all your friends are, because that's the swell fun. But, you know, the best part is, these exciting comic buttons are so easy to collect. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, there's your exclusive prize. Be sure to get your comic buttons, gang, from P.E.P. Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
A series of amazing bank robberies in small towns outside Metropolis has greatly alarmed Superman and his friend Batman. In each case, the burglar was apparently an individual of superhuman strength who seemingly bent steel bars and ripped open massive vaults as if they were made of putty. And then, after he had escaped safely, sent all the stolen money to charity. Several witnesses testified that the strange burglar wore a blue costume and red cape similar to Superman's, and that he had left the scene by leaping into the air and soaring away like some great bird. As we continue now, outside the small police station at Benson City, some 60 miles from Metropolis, Clark Kent has just startled Bruce Wayne, also known as Batman, with an amazing statement. As Wayne stares open-mouthed, Kent repeats the statement.
I'm afraid I'm the mysterious bank robber.
What?
Yes, after all the evidence we've heard, what else can I think?
Oh, look, pal, this is no time for jokes.
Unfortunately, it's not a joke. You see, Bruce,
Hold it. We can't talk here. Too many people around. Come on. Now, there's a diner across the street. Now, pull yourself together.
Maybe I ought to give myself up.
Oh, stop raving.
I'm not raving. The trouble is...
Save it till we're inside.
All right.
Oh, good. No customers. We can have some privacy. Take that booth on the corner.
Okay.
Would you mind turning the radio down a little, Mac?
I'll shut it off, Jack.
Thanks. Sit down, Ken.
All right. You still think I'm joking, don't you, Bruce?
You must be.
Well, I'm not.
Look, Ken. You're up against one of the toughest problems of your life. You've got to plan a sensible course of action.
Well, I don't see what I can do except give myself up to the police. After all,
stop it. You know the answer to this as well as I do. And the answer isn't you.
It must be.
Oh, nonsense.
Let me, gents.
I'll have scrambled eggs and bacon, buttered toast, and a glass of milk. How about you, Ken?
No, nothing, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Double that order.
No, I don't...
Put it on the fire, Mac.
Okay.
Look,
You can't starve yourself, Kent. You're going to need all your strength when you meet up with that other Superman.
That other what?
Don't look so surprised. You know what I'm talking about.
You still think there's another Superman?
I don't think anymore. I know. Several people saw him fly. They all can't be crazy. There must be another one.
But I tell you, there isn't. There can't be. I was the only survivor when the planet Krypton exploded.
To the best of your knowledge, you were. Look, Kent, let's face facts. There has to be another Superman.
But
there's no other way to explain it.
Yes, there is.
All right, how?
Well... All I can think of is maybe I'm the one who's been breaking into those banks as Superman.
I really believe you're serious.
Well, of course I am.
But how can you possibly think that... Well, that you...
Wait a minute now, wait a minute. Relax, I'll explain. You remember yesterday when I had a splitting headache and had to go home?
Yes.
Remember I fell asleep in my chair and slept for hours until you woke me around midnight?
Now, go on.
I never had a headache in my life, Bruce. And I never fell asleep in my chair either, until a few weeks ago. It was just after my experience with the Atom Man and the cyclotron when I was exposed to atomic energy.
What are you driving at, Kent?
Just this. In the past few weeks, I've had frequent headaches, and I've often caught myself dozing or wandering around in sort of a haze. And, well, I'm just afraid that during these sleeping or dozing spells, I suffer of a kind of amnesia, a loss of memory, and I don't know what I'm doing.
And you rob banks and then have no recollection of it afterwards.
Well, yes, at least that's what I think.
Oh, Kent, I'm amazed at you.
Why?
Let's suppose you did walk in your sleep or have amnesia or whatever you want to call it. And, well, you still wouldn't do anything wrong.
Well,
you've always been on the side of law and order.
But when I'm asleep and I don't know what I'm doing?
Well, you still wouldn't do anything wrong. No, you're way off base. There's another Superman, and I'm going to prove it.
How?
Well, something occurred to me a little while ago. Something you said.
Oh, Kelly, here it comes again.
What?
Another one of those headaches.
Listen, Kent, you really ought to see a doctor.
Yeah, I intend to. Oh. My doctor's out of town, but he'll be back today after tomorrow. I'm sorry. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Okay. When you took your notebook out before, I noticed a map on the inside cover.
Oh, yes, it's a state map.
Well, that's what I want. Let me see it.
Sure. What for?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay. Here you are.
You don't mind if I mark it up a little, do you?
No, go ahead.
All right. Now, look. Here's where the first bank was robbed. Glen Forest. I'll put an X on it.
Okay.
The second bank was at Hightown, right?
Right.
Hightown. Oh, here we are.
Yeah.
I'll put an X there, too.
I think I know what you're driving at, but it's no good because...
Keep your shirt on, chum. The third job was at, well, let's see now. Where...
Thomasville. Here it is down here.
Oh, yes.
But you're wasting your time.
No, I'm not. The fourth robbery was at Lynn Haven.
There it is over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right there.
Bacon and eggs coming up.
Just set them down on the table, please.
Okay.
Then, Groveton, right, Kent?
Right. It's southwest of your last mark.
I've got it.
Look, hold it.
Anything else?
No, that's all, thanks.
Okay.
See what you were doing with that map.
Look at the cross marks on the map. See the pattern they make?
Yes, a three-quarters arc of a circle. I noticed that before, but...
I know you did. That's what started me thinking. Now watch. I'm going to complete the circle. There we are. See?
Uh-huh.
The arc I just put in runs through two towns, Lordville and Somerset.
You figure I'm going to pull my next bank job in one of those two towns, is that it?
No, not you. The other Superman.
I tell you there isn't any other.
And I tell you there is. There must be. For some reason, he's following the arc of a circle. And if the three of us lay for him in both towns...
The three of us?
Yes. You, Robin, and I.
Oh.
You cover the bank in Lordville. Robin and I can cover the one in Somerset.
Well, now, look, wait a minute, Bruce. Suppose I fall asleep on the
job. We'll take a chance on that. If he shows up at either one of the two banks, as I think he will, why, we'll grab him.
Well, with all due respect to you, Batman, if he is another Superman, as you seem to think, I'm afraid you and Robin won't be much of a match for him.
I thought of that. We'll carry a walkie-talkie radio, and so will you. Now, Lordville and Somerset are only 20-odd miles apart. If he shows up at Somerset, we'll call you and you can get over in a hurry.
Hey, maybe you've got something there at that. If he doesn't show up at Lordville or Somerset, but shows up some other place, then we'll know I'm not the mysterious bank robber.
Exactly. Now, come on. Let's eat and get going.
Okay.
We've got a lot to do today. The last three robberies have taken place on succeeding nights. And unless I miss my guess, we're going to meet our Superman friend tonight.
Eagerly, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, who in reality are Superman and Batman, make detailed plans to trap the mysterious superhuman bank robber that night. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Gang, you know how much more cheerful it is these days when the sun shines while you're at breakfast? Well, here's another way to make breakfast a mighty sunny, cheery affair. Make sure Mom serves plenty of that golden toasted cereal with the sunshine flavor. Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. Pep is packed with mighty swell flavor. Fresh and crispy, too. And it packs a wallop of the nutrition Mom knows that you need to help grow sturdy and strong. There's extra vitamin B1 and energy vitamin. And Pep brings you your day's need of vitamin D, the very same vitamin that sunshine makes for us. What's more, remember the swell prizes you get. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep. Bright-colored, gleaming, smart-looking comic buttons. Why, all the gang's collecting them and wearing them pinned on their jacket or dress or cap. So you'll want to count yourself in on that fun. And you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. Just ask Mom to keep you supplied with plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these thrilling comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find your exclusive prize in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in serials. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is now late at night. Batman and Robin, wearing their costumes and hooded masks, are crouched in the dark doorway of a store. Across the deserted moonlit street is the one-story brick building of the Somerset National Bank. Strapped to Robin's back is a portable walkie-talkie radio.
No call from Superman yet. I guess that means our bird hasn't shown up at Lordville.
I guess not, Robin.
What's that?
Take it easy, take it easy. It's just the town clock.
Oh. Say, it just struck once.
Once for 1 o'clock. Catch on?
Oh. I'll figure it out on my adding machine sometime. But look, according to the police reports, this fella always does his bank busting job between 11 and 12:30. And now it's 1.
Well, maybe he was delayed.
Or maybe he's taking a night off.
I don't think so.
Listen, do you really think there is another Superman?
I'm convinced there is.
Well, golly, if there is and he comes here tonight, we're going to have one sweet job on our hands.
You're not kidding, Robin. The one time we call for help, and fast.
Well, who'll we call? Oh, you mean Superman.
Right, and Lordville. Say, better check the walkie-talkie.
I did, but I'll check again.
Quiet.
What was that?
Quiet. Look, Robin.
Christopher Columbus.
Quiet, Robin.
Is it our Superman or the other one?
Whoever he is, he dropped out of the sky. Look, he's walking toward the bank. Now he's looking around.
He's got a mask on. It can't be our Superman.
Quick, Robin. Get on that walkie-talkie. Call Superman at Lordville. Tell him to get here at once.
Okay.
Come on, hurry.
Calling Superman. Calling Superman.
Not so loud.
Superman, come in. Superman. Calling Superman.
Uh-oh. This guy heard you.
He's coming over here.
Yes, keep calling, Robin.
Calling Superman. Superman. Where are you, Superman? Come in.
What's the matter, Robin?
I don't know. He doesn't answer.
Drop the walkie-talkie and stand by for action. Here comes trouble.
Bracing themselves, Batman and Robin prepare to meet the charge of the tall, powerfully built man looming out of the darkness and wearing the blue costume and red cape identified with Superman. Who is he? And how did he drop out of the sky without warning? Is he another creature possessed of superhuman powers? Or, as Clark Kent suspects, is he the real Superman? Fellows and girls, don't miss Monday's thrilling episode when we learn not only how Batman and Robin fare against their strange opponent, but many other amazing things. So be sure to listen Monday, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say there, gang, have you heard? Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 famous Kellogg cereals that makes breakfast so much fun. Why, it's like eating in a restaurant where you can choose from a whole list of your favorite cereals, each one in your own private package. And Mom's sure to be glad Kellogg's Variety is back. Show her how you can eat right out of the swell new Kell Bowl Pack. She'll like not having to wash dishes. So ask her to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.